This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
And now, look, like fidget spinners, they have been one option that's been adopted, some people criticising it as well. What are some ways to help improve kids' focus then?
Yeah, look, ditch the fidget spinner. The best thing that parents can do is make sure these kids are getting enough sleep, because there's been lots of studies, particularly in the US, that show that kids that are sleep deprived present in exactly the same way as kids with ADHD. And a lot of these little kids that have started school are just exhausted and they're just not getting enough sleep overnight. So they should be getting 12 hours sleep every night, which when you imagine they're getting up at 6:30 in the morning, it really means they have to be going to bed by 6:30 in the evening.
It sounds like such a luxury.
It does, but you know, it's really difficult when parents are working and you don't walk in the door till 6 o'clock, or the kids have been to after school care and they're totally wrecked. So the first thing parents can work on is sleep. Obviously, healthy food is important. I don't go down the pathway of avoiding particular preservatives, but generally, fresh and healthy is best. So the less preservatives, the better. The other thing that parents can do is minimise screen time. So screens are hyper-stimulating, and so kids will often sit still when they're watching TV, which is a real blessing to parents. But when we turn the TV off, then they're looking for that same level of stimulation from the environment around them, and there's nowhere they're going to get that in a classroom. So minimise screen time is a big thing. And play games with them. So play board games. Make them wait their turn. That can be really painful with a five-year-old when they're just learning how to play. But they learn a lot through turn-taking. Don't touch my piece. It's my turn. You touch your piece when it's your turn. And just following the game through to the finish. So that will help them to increase their concentration. And cooking's another one. Get these kids involved in cooking. Because then they're following lots of directions one after the other. They're completing a task, coming back, doing the next one. And if they give up halfway, they have nothing to show for it.
Yeah, and they don't get to lick the beaters at the end, which is the true prize of any great cooking adventure. Dr. Anne-Marie Christie, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Laura. See you later.
See you later. Dr. Anne-Marie Christie, our children's doctor.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.